the Bob France Authority. Here's the authority himself, Bob France.
And hour number two is underway on the Bob France Authority right here on AM 1420. The Answer, it begins at 10:07 on this, the 24th morning of the month of September in the year of our Lord, 2015. Take a break from the Pope talk for just a few. I want to get back into an issue. We spent a lot of time talking about life inside the womb in the last segment and whether or not the Pope would stand up against the pro-abortion members of Congress that he is addressing right now. Let's talk about life outside the womb. Let's talk about life on the streets. Let's talk about life in the inner city. Let's talk about life and when it is taken, particularly when it's black life. After all, we are indeed in the age of hashtag Black Lives Matter. And of course, it's true. They're right. I don't know anybody who disagrees. Black lives absolutely matter. So do white lives. And this is, of course, where the disconnect comes. Because so many in the Black Lives Matter movement don't want to hear about other lives mattering. All they want it to be about is black lives. And they claim that too many black lives are being taken by too many blue men, meaning police officers in blue. One popular statistic that has been forwarded by anti-police activists everywhere, particularly in the Black Lives Matter movement, is that every 28 hours in America, a black man is killed by police. But the question is that real? Is that accurate? Or is it fraudulent? To find out, we're turning to an expert and a man really who knows more about police-involved shootings and, in fact, all kinds of criminal statistics, because that's exactly what he does for a living. And we're talking about our friend Dr. Ron Martinelli, Ph.D. Dr. Martinelli is a nationally recognized forensic criminologist. He's a certified medical examiner. He is he directs the nation's only civilian multidisciplinary forensic death investigations and independent review team. And he specializes in officer-involved shootings and in-custody death investigations like the one in Baltimore, Maryland. And in fact, he has personally investigated over 200 of those nationwide. He's online at drronmartinelli.com, and he joins us now once again on the Bob France Authority. Doctor, good morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, Bob, and it's a pleasure to be back on your show. I've got a lot of friends in Cleveland, so this is always a nice thing when you invite me back. Thanks so much.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you, truly. And Dr. Martinelli, the last time we spoke, we talked, and I don't know that we gave enough time to it, which is why we need to talk about this now, about the false statistic, the fraudulent statistic that is being forwarded through social media and through members of a lot of urban communities and organizations, that every 28 hours a black man is killed by police. Now, you wrote an entire article debunking that statistic, and I'd like you to kind of recap that and maybe provide us with a little bit of more information about why that is fraudulent before we start talking about your most recent article about who is truly killing black people, particularly black males in the United States of America. Go ahead.
Well, sure, Bob, and I'll try to keep it real brief so that there's good context to this so the listeners can get it. The statistics show, and by the way, what do we mean by statistics? All of the vetted, credible statistics conducted by the United States Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Uniform Crime Reports, which is how police departments report all different types of crimes, misdemeanor, felony crimes throughout the country every year, and also the National Institute of Justice. And then there's also the Center for Disease Control, believe it or not. Okay, they also report death cases. All right, so those are all credible, vetted statistics. So from 2009 to 2012, there were exactly 1,491 officer-involved deaths of citizens. So that equates to about 372 deaths a year. Now, some of the pseudo-researchers out there, they say there's 1,000 deaths a year. There are not 1,000 deaths a year. There are 372 that have been confirmed officer-involved deaths, officer-involved shootings, in-custody deaths. Of those, 61% involved deaths of white males during police encounters. Mm-hmm. Only 32% involved black males, and the remaining 3% involved males of other races. So And the final, actually the final 3.2% also involves female subjects. So what this means is twice as many white males die in police uses of deadly force incidents or in custody deaths in black males.
So let's talk about why it is then. Where did this statistic come from? Who started this every 28 hours nonsense? And why, even though, as you point out in your most recent article, which I invite people to read once again on your website, which is drronmartinelli.com, has been admitted by the by some of those who had promulgated this myth. They've admitted, okay, it's false, it's not true, and yet it continues to swirl and continues to be repeated as true.
Well, sure. Our research shows, and of course we have all the sites and references, and if they go to the drronmartinelli.com site, they can get all this information. We put it right out there. We're very transparent in all of our research. This false statistic was given out by a writer and a pseudo-researcher by the name of Arlene Eason. And when she was confronted by this and challenged, she backed away from it. But problem is, she never took that off of her, off of the site. And by the way, she put out a very biased anti-police report for the Malcolm X organization, back in 2013. But let me
pause you there for a second.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Saying that Arlene Eason admitted that this was inaccurate, but left it up. Is it still up today?
That's correct. And she's actually one of the people that I found it's interesting. She's actually one of the people that started the whole hashtag thing in the first place. But what happened, how it really got out there, is that back in 2014, there was a debate between a professor from Georgetown by the name of Lamont Hill, a black professor there,
Mark
and Larry Elder, who we hear about on conservative radio. And during that debate, Dr. Hill threw out Arlene Eason's every 28 hours, and then it just went viral over the internet. But Bob, can I just give one more statistic that really puts this into play?
Yes, please.
Okay. I just want to say that the statistics show only 120 black males a year die in police encounters where force is used. And considering the entire black male population in the United States, this equates to only one black male out of 173,871 blacks dying at the hands of police. Okay? And we actually used to, just to find out, to put it in more context, we used the United States weather statistics, and we found that actually the chances of a black male being killed during an encounter by the police is less than a person being struck by lightning in the United States.
Now, let me ask you this to follow up on that. As we talk with Dr. Ron Martinelli, PhD, find him on drronmartinelli.com. Is that statistic further skewed by justified versus unjustified deaths at the hands of police?
No, you know, we just do all of the statistics regarding officer involved deaths.
So in other words, the vast majority of those could be and probably are, given what we know about officer involved deaths, justifiable deaths at the hands of police officers. So if we really want to get into, you know, something about Black Lives Mattering and the fear that black males are being targeted by rogue cops, that number would probably be more akin to being struck by lightning while skiing in the desert.
Oh, you know, that's an interesting point. And by the way, just so that your readers know, and for full disclosure, as an expert and director of a team, we investigate all sides, all right? So, you know, don't think that we just investigate things on behalf of police. We investigate things for attorney general's offices, major municipalities, and also we also are hired upon occasion by, you know, very nationally prominent civil rights law firms in plaintiff cases where police are accused of using excessive force and wrongful death. So we are absolutely, our advocacy is for the facts and any parties.
Dr. Ron Martinelli is my guest. So we're getting to the bottom of this lie, this fraudulent statistic about every 28 hours a black man is killed by cops, as all of the statistical evidence. And Dr. Ron Martinelli has sourced all of this as well. When you look at the article on his website, you will see article references and verifiable FBI statistics and more that back up everything that he is saying. This is not opinion. This is forensic science. And we will talk more about that in a moment. But on the other side of this timeout, we're going to talk about if black males aren't being killed by cops all the time, the way the Black Lives Matter movement wants us to believe they are, who is killing all of the young black males in America? And why hasn't that been reported? That's what we'll talk next with Dr. Ron Martinelli about as we continue on AM 1420, The Answer.
The Authority on AM 1420. The Answer. Now, The Answer on traffic.
On the 90 outbound at Route 2, your left lane's closed there due to road construction. There's an accident on East 119th at Buckeye Road. Be careful there. South Main Street at East Cedar Street down in Akron, there's an accident being reported by police. And on 62 eastbound, just east of Richfield Drive, there's an accident being reported there. This traffic report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. And now you know what's going on. I'm Daniel Buchanan on AM 1420, The Answer.
Hey, Bob France here for Kowalski Ford. Are you a Ford driver? And if you are a Ford driver, chances are you're a Ford lover. What are you driving? You in the economy? Maybe mid-sized right now? And that's fine. I'm in a 2013 Fusion that I absolutely love. But sometimes don't you think about trading up? Don't you think about getting into one of the Highline Ford vehicles? Well, if you do, you need to get to Kowalski Ford because they are in stock now. The 2015 Ford F-150 Platinum, King Ranch, and Lariat models. The very best of the best. Along with the new Ford Explorer Platinum and Sport models. And if you're looking for something just a little bit smaller, but a little bit bigger than what you're driving now, the Ford Edge crossover. Beautiful. The Ford Edge Titanium and Sport models. In other words, you work hard for your money. And when it's time to trade up into something a little bit finer, you're going to find it at Kowalski Ford, and you're going to find it at a great price at a dealer that does things very, very differently than any other dealership you've ever been to. And that's a great thing. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to want to include Kowalski Ford in your search. Kowalski Ford in beautiful Avon Lake on Lake Road, 1 mile west of Route 83. Kowalski Ford. Get there.
Deep down the middle, Carr to the 10, he's to the 5-2-1.
Always that powerful running.
He's going to throw it left on the wheel, wide open. So, Akron.
Owned Rubber City.
Now he pumps, now he's hit, now he's thrown down.
Win the match.
Intercepted again by Akron, another 40 to the 50.
Fear the Room.
He fumbles the ball. And the Zips have it down to the 20-yard line.
Listen all season long on your home for Zips football.
AM 1420, The Answer.
95.5 The Fish is proud to present Ladies Night Out, the Focus on the Funny Tour with Shonda Pierce.
I do have on two pairs of Spanx. I put on one pair, I got a hole, I thought I had a tumor, you know what I mean?
With special guests Lindsay McCall and Karen Williams, Friday, October 2nd at Grace Church in Middleburg Heights. Tickets are on sale now at itickets.com.
I just think it's high time that we really start speaking the truth, and here's the truth. You enjoy that flat stomach while you can.
Get your girlfriends together for a fun night out.
Let me just speak truth to your life. You're going to swell up like a dead fish one of these days.
A limited number of VIP tickets are available and include early entry, pre-show meet and greet and photo opportunity with Shonda Pierce, and a chance to pick your seat for the show.
You can get your bottom lifted, or you can buy underwear that's got the bottom in them. I kid you not. For some of you men.
Ladies Night Out, Focus on the Funny Tour with Shonda Pierce is produced by Awakening Events.
In some ways, the original Mattress Factory is an island, separate from the main. This is because we operate in a different manner than most retailers who follow the traditional middleman concept of business. Meaning, a factory makes a product, marks it up to sell it to a retailer, and then transfers or ships it to the retailer. The retailer, in turn, warehouses the product, marks it up to sell it to the consumer, and then finally delivers it. This process is not only lengthy and confusing, but costly as well. This is Robin Trzynski, and at the Original Mattress Factory, we employ a simple factory direct concept of business. This means that everything is streamlined. We make, sell, and deliver our own products from our own stores with our own delivery crews. As a result, we are able to offer you what we will refer to as the OMF difference, great value and significant savings when compared to the national brands, because we eliminate the middleman.
The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Mike Gallagher, coming up at 11 on AM 1420, The Answer.
The 1022, your time. Good morning to you. This is the Bob France Authority on AM 1420, The Answer. We invite you to join us at 216-901-0945. I'll tell you what, if you can get in now, we've got about 8 or 9 minutes left with Dr. Martinelli. Perhaps you can ask a question, or if you have a comment, something you'd like to clarify or have Dr. Martinelli clarify for you, we'll try to put you on the air at the same time. Otherwise, we'll take your calls after at 216-901-0945 and toll-free 888-281-1110. Dr. Martinelli continues with us. Check him out on his website. Read his latest work. All of it sourced. His articles are extraordinarily important in understanding this the ongoing battle between many urban communities and their police officers who are there to protect them, drronmartinelli.com. All right, doctor, by the way, is a forensic criminologist and a police practices expert, among many other titles. Doctor, as you just outlined, it is a fraud, and it's an intentional fraud. It's being perpetrated and spread, even though those who had been responsible for it have acknowledged that it is not true that every 28 hours a black man is killed by a police officer. You spent a lot of great time researching and writing about who really is killing young black males in the United States. I'd like you to present some of those statistics, starting with the percentage of our U.S. population that is indeed young black males.
Well, I can tell you that according to the United States Census Bureau, there's about 21.5 black males in the United States. So this equates to black males comprising roughly only about 6% of our nation's total population.
Okay.
We're talking about homicides in general. Again, from 2009 to 2012, there were a total of 40,300 homicides of males. Of those males, 22,020 were victims that were identified as being black males. So during those 4 years, black male homicides made up roughly 54.6% of all male homicides and 42.2% of all male homicides and 42% of all homicides that were male and female in the state.
Okay, let's make some sense of that first. 6% of the population is black male.
Correct.
54% of male homicides in that four-year period, 2009 through 2012, is it? I'm assuming that's all 4 years.
Go ahead.
54% of all male homicides were black males that only make up 6% of the population.
That's correct.
That is
6% of the population equated to 42% of all homicides.
Whether they be male or female.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, you went ahead and did some extrapolation here to kind of put this on the same page as the allegation made, so far disproven very easily, every 28 hours allegation that police officers kill black men. You did a similar statistical analysis here and came up with what?
Well, we came up with one black male is actually murdered every 15 hours. But not by police officers, okay? And 1.6 black males are killed every day.
Okay. So every 15 hours in America, a black male is killed.
That's correct. Every day
in America, 1.6 black males are killed. Now, that would certainly be a cause for alarm for anybody of any community, of any race, to say, how is any one race being wiped out at such an astonishing rate, where we're not talking about natural deaths, we're not talking about some anomaly where a natural disaster took a bunch of lives. We're talking about homicides. One black male is killed every 15 hours in America. Now, let's take your research to the next level. Who is responsible for the vast majority of those murders?
Well, all the research shows, and also additional research that was conducted by University of Toledo criminologist Professor Richard Johnson, and our research backs up Dr. Johnson's, that somewhere between 90% and 93% of black male homicides are actually committed by other black males.
And this is a statistic, Dr. Martinelli, that I have not heard trumpeted by the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement. I have not heard it broadcast on network television. I haven't heard it on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, or anywhere else, not with any regularity.
Well, you're not, Bob, because it's an inconvenient truth that's not going to be forwarded by any of those entities. It doesn't fit into their false narrative.
So what we're talking about here is, if 90 to 93% of black male homicides are being committed by other black males, and 54% of male homicides all in the country overall are of black males, who make up only 6% of the population, that if there is to be a Black Lives Matter movement, it had better be directed within the black community to really, really prove that these black lives matter, not at police officers.
Well, like we said, you know, our statistics in looking at, black males that are killed by other people that aren't police officers, we find that actually civilians, not police officers, kill black males at higher rate than police officers do in self-defense asserted homicides.
And are there races associated with that statistic? So that when
no,
you say civilians?
I haven't looked at that far. I haven't dug that deep yet.
Okay, but civilians killing black males in self-defense are far more than police officers killing black males either in self-defense or in other justified or unjustified manners.
That's correct. People breaking into people's houses, and those citizens are armed. You know, incidents such as that, people that carry concealed legitimately with permits, and in other types of incidents where self-defense is asserted.
This is an amazing statistic. Now, here's one other thing I would ask. The basis of this study that you did, and all of these Department of Justice verified statistics, FBI uniform crime reports, all of this is verified and documented. This is from 2009 to 2012. Is there any reason to believe, and that's because of the census, right? That's the most recent stats we have. Is there any reason to believe that between 2012 and 2015 that those numbers would have changed in any dramatic fashion? Because I can already see the response from the Mark Lamont Hills and the Arlene Eason's of the world, who are all going to say, well, things are way worse now. Now it's open season on young black males. The new statistics would be different.
Well, you know, obviously I'm a forensic guy, so I don't like to speculate on those things. But I will tell you, as a criminologist, I will tell you that I think the statistics would not be reduced. They would be, just as much, if not a little bit more. And then, you know, we need to also take a look at how social media and the mainstream media affect crime and these statistics, because these statistics go up as they are reported more. And if they are reported more and the narrative is false and the mainstream media has a real problem with investigative reporting. They don't do investigative reporting anymore. They do hashtag reporting.
Yes, they do.
So they don't vet any of these statistics. But the bottom line is, when people hear these statistics from the BLM movement and from liberal mainstream media, they get more angry and they commit more crime. They resist police more. They get involved in more crime.
They go out to these protest sites and commit crimes there, and they attack police officers, and they claim it's my First Amendment right to gather and to protest and et cetera, et cetera. And it's all true, it is, but you're right, that these false statistics and these lies gin up their anger and create more of what it is that they're afraid of, and that is more black male deaths. Dr. Martinelli, can you hang on for me for one more segment? I do have to do the news here, but I want to hear, because so far we've talked about the real stats. We've talked about your research methodology. I'd like to get a summary of it and also open up the phone lines. If you've got a question for Dr. Ron Martinelli about this issue, 216-901-0945. We'll put you on the air next on AM 1420, The Answer.
News, opinion, insight. This is AM 1420. The Answer.
A man is dead after allegedly trying to strangle his ex-girlfriend. I'm Amy Murphy. More on that coming up.
What's going on with weather and traffic? We've got the answer.
We're in for an encore performance of mainly sunny skies today. Upper 70s for highs. Moonlit, cool, and comfortable tonight. Mid-50s. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. Highs again. Upper 70s. I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 1420, The Answer.
Watch for a minor accident involving a school bus on West 75th at Franklin Boulevard. Your left lane's blocked on the 90 outbound at Route 2 due to road construction. And on 71 northbound between the Metro Health Curve and the Inner Belt Bridge, traffic is light volume. That's your traffic for you. I'm Daniel Buchanan on AM 1420, The Answer.
Cleveland authorities are investigating a shooting at a home in the 10,300 block of Elk Avenue. Police say they responded last night to a report of a man kicking in a door there. When they arrived, the man was found dead at the top of a stairway with a gunshot wound to the chest. Police say the suspect was the ex-boyfriend of the 24-year-old woman who was in the apartment with another man. The suspect allegedly broke in and attempted to strangle the woman until she lost consciousness. That's when the other man shot the suspect. An 8-month-old boy is dead after being left in an SUV in Macedonia. Police say the infant's grandmother failed to drop the baby off at daycare yesterday morning, then unknowingly left the child in the car while she went to work at the Walmart at Macedonia Commons. The baby had been in the car for 10 hours before anyone realized he was unaccounted for. It's 64 degrees in downtown Cleveland. I'm Amy Murphy. The Bob France Authority continues on AM 1420, The Answer.
This update brought to you by Kubota. Kubota is proud to be driven by perfectionists. They do it right or they don't do it. Perfectionists use the best, whether it's a compact tractor, a zero-turn mower, or diesel utility vehicle. Get some perfection in your world. Find your local Kubota dealer at OhioKubotaDealers.com.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Uncertainty over the Federal Reserve stimulus policy has been affecting investors, sending stocks lower, with the S&P 500 at its lowest level in 3 weeks. Traders may get more clarity when Chair Janet Yellen speaks in Massachusetts after the markets close. Machinery producer Caterpillar said it will cut as many as 5,000 jobs in a plan it says will save $1.5 billion a year. The company is heading for its first ever four-year decline in sales and revenue. Halliburton told employees that more jobs are being cut in North America, the region hardest hit by the year-long crude crash. The company will flatten the North American business by eliminating multiple layers of management. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn stepping down after nearly a decade at the helm of the automaker. He resigned yesterday after revelations the company cheated on diesel emissions tests and may face criminal charges because of the affair. The automaker supervisory board said it will discuss his replacement at its meeting tomorrow. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
Every year it arrives, the big envelope. You know, the one telling you how much more you'll be paying for healthcare. Well, what if this year you found a program where your costs were less, much less? If you're a Christian, that's the beauty of MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a nationwide community of believers who share each other's medical bills. It's about half the cost of healthcare insurance programs, and it's fully acceptable under the law. Best of all, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare really is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-41-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.
Got the right job? Are you happy? Does your work matter? Start the new year with ChristianJobs.com, the largest website for matching Christians with careers to get excited about. ChristianJobs.com.
Mike Gallagher. Weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1420. The Answer.
10:35 as we continue on the Bob France Authority. Good morning to you. Thanks for tuning in to AM 1420, The Answer. We've got you for about another 25 minutes. I'm going to spend a few of those with Dr. Ron Martinelli once again. I want you to join us too. If you've got a question for Dr. Martinelli about Black Lives Matter, if you've got a question or a comment or a concern about the statistics that were quoted, the lie that every 28 hours a black man is killed by police officers, and the verifiable truth extrapolated from FBI and other government statistics that every 15 hours in America, a black male is killed by another black male. If you got comments on those things, we'll take them. 216-901-0945. Dr. Martinelli is a nationally recognized forensic criminologist and a certified medical investigator. He is an expert as well in officer-involved shootings and in-custody death investigations. He continues with us this morning on the Bob France Authority. Doctor, before we talk about the summary of your findings, I'd like to draw your attention to this. Maybe you heard about this. I'm assuming you probably have, given your involvement in all of this stuff. But at Connecticut's Wesleyan University, the student newspaper there was targeted with a boycott by left-wing activists who are angry with an op-ed, or not an op-ed, but this is a staff writer. I guess it's an op-ed by a staff writer, a student, who's a class of 2018 student at this university, who criticized the Black Lives Matter movement for having members who support anti-police violence. I read it very clear, very, very carefully. And to me, it is a very, very well-argued piece in which he says he understands Black Lives Matter. He understands why there's anger at police. But he presents in a very even-handed way both sides of this and concludes, however, if the Black Lives Matter movement wants to be taken seriously, it must immediately stop any threats against police officers, and it must recognize that the police officers' lives matter as well. Well, this, Dr. Martinelli, hit the Argus, that's the name of the newspaper, and the university so hard that they have issued a public apology for that editorial being included in the paper and have promised as penance for that sin a blackout issue written entirely by racial minorities. Then they would then also institute tougher fact-checking processes to stop questionable information from being published. So I bring this up to you just to get your thoughts on it, given what we have just talked about with Mark Lamont Hill, the professor, and Arlene Ice, and others. When false information is spread, that is exactly what they feed on. When facts are presented and then a different opinion accompanies those facts, like this student did, it is immediately boycotted, apologized for, and as I mentioned, it is going to be rectified. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you that this whole issue with Black Lives Matter is so bothering and so troubling that we've taken an extraordinary measure here in our firm, and we've actually assigned staff members, and I oversee them, in conducting complete research on the Black Lives Matter movement, all the identified founders, all the identified leaders, and all of the organizations that are a part of, join up with, and support the Black Lives Matter movement. Here's what I'm going to tell you. So far, our research is conclusively showing that the background of these people and the groups and the rhetoric are Marxist. They are anti-government. They want to defund law enforcement. There is a whole history of these types of movements that want to break down government. They need to break down law enforcement first, because law enforcement can, enforces the rule of law. So they don't want that rule of law. They want their own narrative. And so anyone that comes out in opposition that would speak the truth is going to get boycotted. They are going to use a lot of pressure tactics. They're going to use a lot of displaced racial guilt and try to shut those voices down.
Yeah, and that is exactly what they're doing. That planned blackout edition of the paper that they said they're going to run is not doing enough to satisfy the critics, the leftists, who have now actually... In fact, on Sunday, they started a petition signed at that point in time by just 147 students and faculty, but there will be more, demanding a boycott of the Argus newspaper and for the paper to lose its funding from the school unless, quote, all demands made by the petitioners are met. So
right.
we are talking about a suspension of free speech. Go ahead.
Now, I haven't seen their demands. Maybe I can look it up and you can send it. But, we also did... I did an article on the 10 points that Black Lives Matter wanted to bring forward. And whereas some of them, probably two or three are decent and, I wouldn't be against them, the rest of them were absolutely ridiculous and could never be accomplished.
Wow. And I don't even know what the full list of demands that they have are, but the fact that they are even at this stage is just staggering to me. Again, we're talking about taking on free speech, taking on freedom of the press, et cetera. We have a couple of questions for you here on the line, Dr. Ron. Let me make sure we don't drop you when I bring him up. United in Cleveland is up. United, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ron Martinelli.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on, Bob. I hope this phone's okay.
You sound okay. Go ahead.
I would just like to say that we have to have the police. Everybody has to be protected by the police. And what I did as a young black man, now, you know, there were some racially divisive police officers, and there was incidences where I didn't think I was being treated fairly, but I respected them. I did what they told me to do. And I eventually found out that if you conduct yourself in a gentlemanly fashion trying to get along with people, that you can make it without being harassed by the police most of the time.
And I think, United, what you're talking about, I think many, many other minorities especially have agreed with and have stated. And Dr. Ron, you know, it can be summarized in a very short catchphrase. Not that I want to live a hashtag life, but, you know, comply, don't die. Essentially, conduct yourself respectfully, do what the officers tell you to do, and nobody's going to take you down. That's why millions and millions and millions of stops and encounters with police officers every single year result in nothing but either citations or arrests with no physical force necessary, et cetera. All you have to do is conduct yourself the right way, and everything will be fine.
Right. I totally agree with your listener that made those comments, and I like your hashtag. I may steal it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's how you go along to get along, I guess, in the United States now. You got to have a catchy hashtag or else the movement doesn't catch fire.
Hey, Bob, Vincent, would you mind if I wrote a new article, Comply, You Die, You Don't Die thing?
No, by all means. By all means. I would love to see it, and I'll make sure to send it out. Vincent Westlake is on the air with us as well. You're on with Dr. Ron Martinelli. Vince, go ahead.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for what you're doing. As always, Bob, I appreciate it. Quick comment on United, and then my question on United's comment. Yeah, that's common sense. I was taught that from the time I was a young child. I have police members in my family, uncles, and that, you know, you were still told when you are stopped by a police officer for any reason, a speeding ticket, being questioned for something that might have happened to that, it's yes, sir, no, sir. You respect them. I do that all the time. Anyhow, that's just common sense.
Keep your hands up on the wheel at 10 and 2.
There you go.
Ask if you can go into your pocket for your license. Ask if you can go into the glove compartment for the registration. And, you know, just simple common sense things.
My question, as the doctor looked into, and I agree with his statistics, by the way. I do a lot of the research on the FBI. Do we have any numbers, recent numbers, on how many police officers are killed in the line of duty while trying to execute their job, their duties as a police officer when dealing with African Americans? How many are killed by African Americans in the line of duty? We know how many African Americans are killed. How many police officers, white or black, are killed by African Americans? Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vince. Dr. Martinelli, I don't know if you have stats on that at the ready.
I do. I actually do. And let me see if I can pull them up. I can tell you.
You know what? You know what? Hold on, Dr. Ron. Sure. You know what? I've got. I didn't intend to keep you for a full hour, but here we are. I'm at traffic again. So why don't you give us those stats on the other side, and that'll give us a chance to put some other people on the air as well. I see more calls on hold for you, so
great.
We'll get a
Thank
few
you,
more
Bob.
Phone calls. We'll hear those stats, and then ask you to summarize this whole thing for us as we continue. Dr. Ron Martinelli will continue with us right after this on AM 1420, The Answer.
Bob France on AM 1420, The Answer. Now, The Answer on traffic.
No accidents or disabled vehicles to report, but there is plenty of road construction. The first on 90 outbound at Route 2, your left lane's closed. Another left lane's closed on Route 8 northbound at Seasons Road due to construction. And another left lane's closed due to construction on Route 8 northbound at Howell Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care.
Conrad's 46th anniversary sale is on. And right now you can save an extra $50 off any set of four tires at Conrad's 46th anniversary sale.
Conrad!
And now you know what's going on. I'm Daniel Buchanan on AM 1420, The Answer.
Imagine getting away from the buzz of daily life and enjoying 700 acres of beautiful landscapes. Get 50% off an overnight stay and breakfast for two at the beautiful Quail Hollow Resort in Painesville. At Quail Hollow Resort, you can relax by the pool, spend the day at the spa, or play a round of golf at one of their two championship golf courses. Enjoy delicious food at CK's Steakhouse. Get all this and more for 50% off. Only $74.50. But hurry, certificates are limited. Head to our fish market at 955thefish.com to get yours.
Many people nearing or who are already retired are worried about their long-term financial security and don't know when they can afford to retire, or if they're retired, don't know how much they can really afford to spend without running out of money. Hi, I'm Carrie Waddell, Vice President of the Estate Planning Team. We're an Ohio-registered fiduciary planner, and for over 30 years, we've been helping people use planning strategies and take steps to protect their retirement years and utilize the opportunities and avoid the traps in the complicated tax code. Our comprehensive plans ensure our clients use their assets as effectively as possible. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation that includes a long-term, big-picture analysis to show you where you're headed. Call 440-239-2090 or visit financialfoodforthought.com. The financial decisions you make today will determine your future security. Call 440-239-2090 or visit financialfoodforthought.com. That's 440-239-2090 or financialfoodforthought.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1420. The Answer.
The Bob France Authority continues, 1048. Before we continue with Dr. Ron Martinelli, just a quick note, because this is very important to me and it should be very important to you. Claire Lopez, former CIA 20-year operative, who is now Vice President of Research and Analysis at the Center for Security Policy, an absolute expert. I don't know if there's anybody better about the Middle East working today. Former career operations officer with the CIA is going to be in town, and she's going to be there twice. Once is tonight. When I say in town, I mean in the Cleveland area. Tonight at 6:30, she will be at the Geauga Conservative Forum, Orchard Hills Event Center on Caves Road in Chesterland. That's at 6:30 tonight. All right. She will then be presenting on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. at the Medina County Friends and Neighbors event, which is a Coppertop restaurant at Cherokee Hills Golf Course in Valley City. So tonight, 6:30 in Chesterland, and on Saturday, at 8:30 a.m. at Medina County Friends and Neighbors in Valley City. All right, so she's going to be talking about Iran, the horrific deal that has just been signed by, well, agreed to anyway, by the Obama administration and the P5 plus one powers, as well as the rise of and the continued dominance of the Islamic State. Two sides of the same jihadi coin is going to be the subject of her speech. You are going to love her. I've had her on the air here many times and look forward to having her again. But you can see her presentation in person, and it's with slides and stats and information that will blow your mind. Really, really important that we know about this. So tonight, 6:30 in Chesterland, Saturday, 8:30 a.m. in Valley City. With that, we continue with Dr. Ron Martinelli, who is our guest this morning. Dr. Ron, again, is a nationally recognized forensic criminologist and a certified medical investigator and an expert specializing in officer-involved shootings and in-custody death investigations. Dr. Ron, we got a few more other people on hold, but before we go to them, I just kind of wanted to go back to the stats that we were quoting. The fact that, as you verified very clearly, every 15 hours a black male is killed in America. 90% to 93% of those killings are by other black males. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of summarize those remarks as they relate to the false allegation that every 28 hours a black person is killed by a police officer in this country, and the ongoing lies being told by the Black Lives Matter movement.
Okay, just very quickly again, just the listeners should just understand that out of all the officer-involved deaths from 2009 to 2012, only 3.2 2% of all those lives, black lives, all the people that died during police encounters were black males. But someone asked me a question about a statistic about the other side of the coin as officers being killed by black males.
Yes.
The statistics during those same years show that 41% of all police officers were killed by violent means were killed by black males. So what that means is it equates to about 8 times higher. So black males in violent confrontations with officers kill officers at a rate 8 times higher than police officers would have a death of a black male during a police encounter. So I think that's a very stark distinction in those statistics.
Is there another distinction that can be made statistically, Doctor, by race of the actual killer of the officers? In other words, if what you just said, what was the percentage of police officers? 41%.
41%
were killed by black males. Can we do the numbers there, since black males are, what was it, 6% of the population?
Correct.
6% of the population, yet 41% of the murders of police officers are at the hands of black males. Can we extrapolate that out, or would that take some time compared to the white population?
I think some of you math majors out there could probably do it quicker than I could.
And that's not me. I'm an English major, so. but I'm curious, given the population of whites, white males, for example, how many officers are killed by white males, and do that comparatively within the means of.
Yeah, and by the way, let me just give out a site where people can go and get these statistics, so they just don't have to, trust me.
Yeah.
They can go to the Law Enforcement Officers Killed in Action website by the Department of Justice, okay?
Is that linked on drronmartinelli.com?
You know what? If they go to one of my articles, I have that as a reference to several of these articles. If they go to the Black Lives Matter 10-Point Policing Program, they can get that the website right off of there. So just get on drronmartinelli.com and you can pull all these statistics up. I give everybody the references. We're very transparent.
And that's exactly what I wanted to point out, because you have all of these different government sites and everything else. All these statistics are very verifiable and proven. Let's go to John and Chardon real quick. John's got a question for Dr. Ron Martinelli. John, go right ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Great riveting program today.
Thank you.
Where's the funding? Do we know where the funding's coming from for these anarchists that are trying to destroy our society?
I can tell you. I don't know if Dr. Ron, if you got any on this, but I can tell you where some of the funding is coming from. It's coming from George Soros and other far left billionaires who have put in with the Black Lives Matter movement because they have the same agenda as the far left movement in the United States. I can guarantee you that is a big part of the funding. Dr. Ron, I don't know if you have anything on that.
No, but I will tell you that we're actively engaged in tracking, the money, because it's all about the money.
It always is. It always is. And if people think that this, the entire Black Lives Matter movement, people think that it's some sort of grassroots organization. A bunch of people just said, after the death of, Freddie Gray or Michael Brown or any of the others, I'm mad as heck and I'm not taking it anymore. And we're going to go out there and this is all organic. No, this is organized and planned. You can see also a lot of the funding, I guarantee you, comes from the Revolutionary Communist Party of the United States. How do we know? They're marching with their banners right alongside the Black Lives Matter banners in these protests and in these riots. So there are anarchists in the United States, well-funded and well-organized, who are pushing and advancing the lies about Black Lives Matter and trying to create the discord that we have here, all in the hopes, honestly, of tearing the whole thing down so that they could advance what to them is a correct, communist revolution in the United States. That's just all that information is also very, very verifiable. Let's go to Donnie next in Euclid. Donnie is on with Dr. Ron Martinelli. Donnie, I think you're going to be last up for us because we're running out of time here. Hi, Donnie, go ahead.
Hello, Bob, and hi, Mr. Martinelli. I have two really quick statements. Mr. Martinelli, you can present statistics from now until the cows come home. There are two terms for people who want to continue to postulate this lie. The upper crustic term for it is called plausible deniability, and the old school term for it is called playing dumb. That's what they do. And another thing that I notice is that a lot of these people, they try to argue from a point of silence on the opposition. because they use the term racist, because they believe that that would keep the opposition silent. And basically, from what I've seen, the problem with a lot of people like that is, like my parents used to say, they think that people are supposed to kiss their backsides because of who they are.
Well, Dr. Ron, you want to respond to that?
I've got my own thoughts. I do, and thank you so much for your comments. Yeah, I think what Donnie does here is he really puts this all into context about the black community, and that is what we find out in society, and especially police officers that I speak with, is that the vast, vast majority of the black community is not behind the Black Lives Matter movement. They don't like this movement. The movement causes trouble. All the statistics we've been developing of every city that they've been in, the crime rate has gone up exponentially and remains up as a result of their presence there. The black community does not like these people in their communities. However, the black community does have legitimate gripes with law enforcement with respect to the way that a very, very small minority of officers treat minorities, and that has to stop. Blatant excessive force on the part of officers, and again, it's such a small percentage of them, that needs to stop. But what that does is that when they do that, it makes all police officers look bad, and they're painted with a broad brush, and then that gives more fuel to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Now, can you bear one thing in mind?
What's that?
I worked 16 and a half years at the Justice Center. There were a great, great number of people, particularly blacks, who wanted to do their time, go back home to their families, and do their jobs. But then, again, on the other hand, there were a lot of people that came in there that thought they were Club Med, and they behaved like they could get away with doing anything. And basically, that's the standpoint that I'm coming from. Have a good day.
Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate it. Dr. Martinelli, I want to wrap this up because we're out of time here, but with your own words at the end of your most recent article, which I invite people to read again at drronmartinelli.com. The black and other minority communities have a valid point in wanting police to be more tolerant and progressive in their interactions with them. However, all citizens must also understand that police do not create society's problems. They merely respond to them. Respect is a two-way street. When citizens demonstrate their respect of and compliance with authority, resistance and the use of force never occurs. And that's exactly what I think everybody needs to remember, no matter who you are, no matter what protected class of which you are a member. But that's what has to happen here on a two-way street.
Well,
Doctor, final
so
word. I'll give you the final thought.
I think you've said it all. Thank you for making that summary comment. And it's always a pleasure to be on your show. And just a big shout out to the citizens of Cleveland.
Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate your time, Dr. Martinelli. Keep up the great work. We'll keep linking up to you as well at drronmartinelli.com. And we'll talk to you again because this information, you know, it's not being broadcast by ABC and NBC and CBS. So we need to get it broadcast here and we'll spread it by word of mouth if that's what's necessary. Thank you so much, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Ron Martinelli joining us and wrapping it up for us. He did overtime. We're not paying him overtime. Make sure he knows that. He stayed the entire hour with us. But you know what? The content was that important, and there was so much information we really needed to get through to really make sure people understand this isn't just some opinion. All of this is verified in factual statistics, very easily provable statistics. Okay, that's it for the program this morning. Thanks for being a part of it. Tomorrow...